This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
There should be built in this idea that nobody wants their company to be responsible for this level of death and destruction.
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Happy. What is today?
Wednesday.
Oh my God.
So weird. Which, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that because it is a weird week since we were off on Monday. Tomorrow's show will be normal, regular show. There will not be a show on Friday because I'm going to be spending the entire weekend in the hospital with my oldest who's getting kidney surgery. And so I leave tomorrow at like 11 o'clock. And so we'll do the show normal tomorrow, but then I'm going to just be like, at a hospital like all weekend long.
I mean, she's not doing anything fun, you guys.
No, at all. Not even a little bit fun.
No.
Not in the least bit fun. So anyway, that's going to be the rest of the weekend's or the week's plans for the show. So obviously normal today, normal tomorrow, no show on Friday. We'll remind you again. And I'll have an Ashley Judd picture as a reminder
and then
as well.
Next week, we'll be back to normal as we can be.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. It's time for us to have some normalcy.
Some normalcy. Right.
Yes. And also because the world is so not normal right now. I mean, obviously the big news of the day, and we'll be covering this at length, was the economic report and just how bad everything is, how much prices continue to rise. And that includes, by the way, groceries up by 13.5%, you guys, 13.5%. There's no signs of it slowing down. There's no signs of that coming down, of those prices dropping. But I'll tell you who hasn't raised their prices, and that is My Patriot Supply. So if you want to have emergency food on hand in case the shit hits the fan, you know what I'm saying? If you want to have... if you want to have some preparation, they are offering $250 a month savings on a 3-month emergency food kit, which stores away for 25 years. It's delicious. I mean, you don't want to use it in a non-emergency, but sometimes I can't help myself, you guys. I can't help it.
Banana chips. You know what the only thing they could do differently there is to make them chocolate covered.
Oh my gosh.
Just putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, I feel like they could probably do that. That's just
it's not a bad idea.
No, it's just fine. But otherwise, they're great. They're great.
You can get the $250 off of the emergency food kit. And you can also check out their website for all their amazing other disaster recovery and preppery kinds of products. Just go to preparewiththechicks.com.
Yes. And you guys, make sure that you check out our deep dive this week. It's going to be dropping today. We did a debrief on Camp Tono. So you should totally check that out.
We did a debrief.
And
you should put it right there in your pocket.
And put it right there.
I don't think we did that during Camp Tono. I don't think we ever said, hey, you guys, put us right there in your tool belt.
We didn't do that. Nope. No.
Okay. So like yesterday was completely crazy. The inflation rate rose despite the Inflation Reduction Act. And I guess before the numbers came out, or in spite of the numbers coming out, the Biden administration thought, you know what would be a good idea? We should invite James Taylor over to the White House, have him sing a couple songs, celebrate the success of the Inflation Recovery Act.
God, these people are so tone deaf. They are just ridiculous in every single way. Let's have a party, you guys. Let's have a party with James freaking Taylor. Like what with a washed up hippie that sings like Fire and Rain.
Oh my gosh. And then Jesse Waters had on the screen ire and pain. I was dying. And he he did a nice little rant about it. I couldn't, it's way too long to play the whole thing. So you're not going to see the ire and rain on the screen, but just know that it was there when he was making fun of the fact that James Taylor was playing. But here's a little bit of the rundown, and you're going to see a clip of Biden who sounds absolutely insane as usual. And I didn't pull any separate clips of Biden because I was like, I don't want to subject anybody to that. They're going to get enough from just this tiny little clip that Jesse plays. Look at this.
Big guy pulled it off.
Think about what you'd think about at the time. Think about how you'd feel.
I don't know what kind of sounds Joe Biden was making there, but this feels like a birthday party for a dead guy. Actually, the Democrats are helping you by raising prices. You might be a fascist, so it's hard to follow, but even though your wages have gone down, Joe Biden's giving you room to breathe, so be grateful.
This bill cut costs for families, help reduce inflation at the kitchen table, because that's what they look at, how much are their monthly bills and how much do they have to pay out for their necessities. And it gave them just a little more breathing room.
Yeah, Biden just punched you in the stomach. Where's your thank you? The average guy who's about to retire just lost $14,000 in the stock market today. That's on top of all the other costs he's getting slaughtered with. This was even too cruel for CNN.
He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, but there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points, and so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people.
America lost and Joe Biden took a victory lap. Is this just poor planning, or is this all going according to plan? The sham party is just another cover-up. His entire presidency is a cover-up, built on lies.
I mean, God, when CNN does that, that's a huge freaking deal. And MSNBC did it as well, right?
I mean, yeah, I have that. Yeah, like this is what Mercedes Rule, I think is her name. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but this is what she said.
The thought that things are going to go down quickly, it ain't happening. You said it. Rent is high. Healthcare costs are high. Energy costs are high. And we talk about inflation as it relates to going to the grocery store. And for you and me, every time we go in there to get our milks, egg, butter, cereal, everything is still very expensive. So for families, the everyday things we're buying still cost a lot.
I mean, yikes. Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, usually they give this administration cover and they didn't even give him the cover that they wanted yesterday. So they're we know what's going on. The American people know what's actually happening. And they live in this, I say they, this administration lives in this bubble. And they want to push forth this narrative that everything is great and it's sunshine and roses. And we're like, yeah, okay, we live in the real world.
Yeah.
And when they pulled crap like this yesterday, I mean, they look delusional, you know? I mean, they look insane. And the American people, when CNN and MSNBC are like, you guys have cracked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then
you know it's bad. It's real bad. And the news about the stock market came out during the celebration. And so Neil Cavuto, because all the news stations were carrying the celebration, and Neil Cavuto on Fox Business decided, well, I mean, we're in the middle of the celebration, but I got to bust in with some news because that's Fox Business covers the stock market.
Right.
And so here is how he interrupted the party.
All right, I do not want to be a party crasher, but we interrupt this celebration for a hard, cold dose of reality. Stocks tanking because inflation is accelerating. The very inflation that the president said he's made great progress addressing, heralding his Inflation Reduction Act as the boon for the economy that we didn't see in a key number out earlier today. Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto. And Fox on top of a sell-off, the likes of which we've not seen in quite some time. In percentage terms, the roughly 4% hit in the Dow is the worst we've seen in 2 years. Ditto the S&P 500. And again, the NASDAQ. All hit and hit hard because inflation remains stuck and no one can get it under control.
But I thought it was transitory. That's what they told us, right? And James
Taylor. They passed the Inflation Reduction Act. So, right. I mean, everything's fine now.
It should all be better. And James Taylor's there, you know? And he's a dirty hippie. He's singing. Shouldn't everything be okay? It should be okay.
It's not okay, you guys. It's not okay.
Oh my God.
It's not even a little okay. And Rick Santelli, who you may remember for his famous rant on the stock market floor from years ago, right before, that precipitated the rise of the Tea Party.
Yep.
He had some things to say about this as well.
I'm just going to discuss this. The thing that really bothers me with regard to inflation is everybody here on this panel agreed months ago that one of the reasons inflation was high was all the government spending. And after we agreed on that, what did the government do? They spent more. Student loans, welfare in terms of the CHIPS Act. Seems like nothing is sinking in. These numbers aren't better than expected. And maybe they should be. And maybe ultimately they're going to start to go back up again because we continue to go back to that well of debt and spending.
I mean, how is this not obvious?
It's obvious to people on the right side of the aisle, but then these people just keep spending and spending and spending. But it's crazy because the Democrats, I mean, they don't get it. They really don't get it. There are people that I know who are, there's still people that I am friends with that are Democrats, and they think that, you know, this whole paying off student loans is a great idea and that it's the fair thing to do. I mean, this is the right thing to do. They think that this is okay. They just think that money falls out of the sky, you know, that this is going to be a sound, you know, economic decision for the country. And then, mm-hmm. you know, meanwhile, it's like they don't understand the national debt, and they don't understand that where money actually comes from. They think, oh, the government just pays for it. Who the hell do you think the government is? You know, who do you think that, where do you think that money comes from? It's insane.
Have you noticed your pay stub? Have you seen that guy FICA?
Right. Do you know who that is? It goes back to that whole notion that you and I would always talk about when we were on the radio. Like, if people actually had to write a check every 2 weeks for taxes, like if it didn't automatically come out of their paycheck and you made them physically write a check for their taxes, I think a lot more people would be conservative. I truly feel that way.
Because you just grow accustomed to what your net pay is. But man, when you start with a gross and then you're having to pay taxes like a bill every month or every 2 weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. it feels a lot different.
Oh, yeah, it does. Totally. Yeah. And then they realize, oh, shit, I have to pay for this. Like I physically have to pay for this with my money, my hard-earned money every single month, you know, every 2 weeks out of my paycheck. Then they're like, they start rethinking things,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't stop the celebration. I mean, they just kept right on celebrating. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, was one of the people that was celebrating. And the way that she fawns over Joe Biden is it's almost like
creepy.
There's a huge ick factor that goes into it's just gross the way that she fawns. And she acts like he's some sort of Messiah, because apparently just because he's basically still standing upright. But here is what she said when they were celebrating after James Taylor's little song fest.
So many friends, what a thrill it is to be here to celebrate this life-changing legislation, making the Inflation Reduction Act, so beautifully named for all that it does. As the name suggests, this landmark law is cutting costs and inflation fighting and driving down costs for kitchen table items for America's working families. Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all, for our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line. Jill was applauding. And let us salute Leader Schumer.
Oh my God.
How does it make us safer? Seriously, how does
it's all nonsense.
God, she's so full of crap, this woman. And isn't she's it reading incredible? It. Right. She's reading it from she's from a script. Oh my God, this woman is so vomit inducing. It's just crazy.
But it seems like she earnestly believes the things that are coming out of her face. And she's like, it's so beautifully named for the way that it does all of these things that it's actually not in reality doing at all. But she's very happy about it.
She is such a loony bird, that woman. She's so insane. Completely and totally insane.
She's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Okay, well, KJP had herself a presser yesterday, and she too, you know, this was before the bell rung at the end of the stock market day, which and The reason that the market crashed was in response to the terrible economic report,
right.
the news of inflation rising. And so KJP, it's like she didn't get the script, you know what I mean? Or she got a script, but it didn't actually meet the moment. It didn't have anything to do with the actual reality. So here's how she because as I said, groceries have gone up by 13.5%, electricity by 15.8%.
And who's feeling that? Because electricity-wise, I'm feeling that. Are you guys feeling that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I just got my electric bill yesterday. I'm looking at it and I was like, oh, damn. And yeah, I think we're all feeling these things. Yeah. In the real
world. It's bad. Mm-hmm. Well, and so now there's a new buzzword. I want people to pay attention to how she phrases what she is saying is good news from the economic report. There's a new way that you're going to start hearing this as a talking point. I guarantee it. If you start watching the talk shows on MSNBC and CNN, they're going to copy what KJP has said. And that is that we're seeing some welcome moderation in prices.
They've gotten their marching orders. Yeah.
There's some moderation.
Okay.
So here it is, straight from the horse's mouth.
We saw some welcome moderation in the price increases for food at the grocery store. It's moderating, which is important. And
it's so important, you guys.
Right. It's very important. Yeah. The welcome moderation. What the hell does that even mean?
It's moderating.
It's so moderating.
I don't know what they think it means. It's one of those made up words that sounds better than everything sucks.
Then you endanger girl. It sounds better than that. So
it sounds a little better.
It's supposed to just make us feel good when we get our power bills and we're like, oh my God, somebody get me vodka.
Right.
This is out of control. Yeah. Cause it's gone up so significantly that it's alarming. It's alarming. Yeah. When you start having to adjust other things because your electric bill, your power bill has gone up so much, you have to start cutting back on other things. This is what people are doing. This is the real world. And meanwhile, our president is having a freaking party. It's like, this is just not okay, you guys.
Well, and do you think people who are impacted by the price of everything, which I feel like is everybody, right? I mean, who's not, who doesn't feel that?
Celebrities don't feel it.
Right, right. Okay. Like elitist, the super rich.
A lot of people in Washington, D.C., you know, people who, those kind of people, elitists, they don't feel it.
But if they're trying to message to people who do feel it, do they think that if they just say, this is helping address kitchen table issues and we're bringing costs down, that people who are actually working out their monthly budgets are going to be like, oh, okay, well, they're saying costs are coming down. I can see clearly on my budget that they're not. So how do they... I don't understand the people that buy into that message. They can see what their costs are. They know they're higher than they've ever been. So how do they square it? How do they listen to that and think, oh yeah, yay, I'm going to vote for him because he's making everything better for me when he's clearly not.
Right. How do they reconcile that? I can't answer that question when it comes to the practical stuff. All I know is that they still continue to pound on the social issues. Right. Yeah. Because there was a woman I saw on TV the other day where she actually had the audacity to say, and I hate to agree with her because people are so freaking stupid in this country, but she goes, you know, these kitchen table issues don't matter because really what matters to people on this side of the aisle are, you know, women's reproductive rights. That's what matters. It doesn't matter that, you know, a woman can't feed her baby. You know, what matters is that she wants to kill her baby, right? I mean, this is the thing about these people. They're so caught up in these social issues. And that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna pummel the left on issues like Roe.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be like, they're taking your rights away. You aren't able to vote, which we all know is a bunch of bullcrap. They're taking your democracy away. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. They're so good at this. You know how good they are at this crap. And we know what Roe is all about too, right? I mean, it just returns the rights to the states. It returns that to the states. We know what it is, but they will scare the crap out of, you know, LOFO Democrats is what. Oh, they,
and Kamala's like, she harps on that one all the time, that she's constantly saying that the Supreme Court took away the right. And that's the exact opposite of what they did.
Total lie. Total lie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we need to pause with the economic stuff because we have to talk about what happened to Mike Lindell last night. Because just a reminder for people who did not get a chance to come to our meet and greet this past weekend, every single attendee got a free travel pillow from our friends at mypillow.com/chicks, which was an amazing treat. Just above and beyond what we ever expected. We thought maybe they would send some coupons with discounts. Never in a million years did we think that they would actually send everyone a pillow.
Right.
But that's what they did because they are awesome. And so there's still a lot of stuff that we don't know about what happened in this incident with the FBI and Mike Lindell last night. But Tucker talked about it just for a bit, and I'll play you that really quickly.
This is a Fox News alert, and a shocking one. We told you last night that the Biden administration has politicized law enforcement to the point where it feels Soviet, and we were not overstating it. The FBI has just raided the guy who sells pillows on this channel, not because the pillows were bad, but because they don't like who we voted for. Matt Finn is tracking the developments in that story tonight. Matt?
Tucker, Mike Lindell, known as the Pillow Guy, reports on his live stream, Lindell TV, that FBI agents located him, questioned him, showed him their badges, and asked him questions about Colorado and Dominion voting machines, and then provided him with a warrant to seize his cell phone.
And he says, we're FBI. I said, show me your badges. So they show one badge. I said, how about yours? Because I don't trust anybody. Like, you know, there's bad people. Well, they do that, and they said, what do you want? And says, we need to talk to you. So I pull over, and...
Mike Lindell said he initially told those agents he would not surrender his phone because he does not have a computer and runs all of his businesses off of that phone. Lindell published on his live stream what he claims was the warrant for that phone. We do not have Lindell's account confirmed right now, but we will be looking into it and keeping you updated, Tucker.
FBI raiding the pillow guy. This has got to be peak insanity. If that's true, at some point, you know, this can't continue. Matt Finn, I appreciate it.
He's right. It is peak insanity.
It is peak insanity.
Yeah. It's nuts, you guys. Like, what in the world is going on?
Well,
yeah, talk
and
about
so,
democracy. Like, this is the thing. They always harp on democracy, and we're taking, we're threatening democracy. Seriously? I mean, this administration has weaponized every single one of these entities, the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS. What is even going on?
And it's happening more and more and more. And so if it's a great time to support him. And then you can do that, obviously, by, you know, supporting the MyPillow business. And you if you go to MyPillow.com/chicks and use code chicks, you can save tons on whatever items of interest you have there. I know they've got their sheets special going on right now, but they also have huge discounts, buy one, get one discounts on a lot of their items right now. And if you were an attendee of Camp Tono, then maybe you got yourself a travel pillow and you want to put a fancy cover on it. This would be a perfect thing and a perfect way to support him. And that is by buying a new fancy cover for your travel pillow.
Definitely.
So anyway, check it out. MyPillow.com/chicks.
And you guys, make sure that you're checking out our website too. ChicksOnTheRight.com. Because that is where all the cool chick stuff is. It's like the nucleus. Go there every day. Make sure you bookmark it. ChicksOnTheRight.com.
Okay, quickly back to just the economy really quickly because there was somebody that asked KJP, like, it just reminded me of The Office when they ask, what is it that you say that you do here? Yeah. The question was kind of like, what is it that you say the Inflation Reduction Act actually does to reduce inflation? And here is how she responded.
Exactly what the Inflation Reduction Act do to reduce inflation in the short term?
So I when you look at the lowering costs in particular, for Americans, I think that's important when you think about how inflation has increased costs for Americans. If you
what
What is she saying?
And you can always, she always looks exasperated when she has to answer a question, though. Have you ever noticed that? Like, she's just like, oh, God, I got it. It's like somebody who has to run when they don't want to run or something like somebody has to do anything that they don't want to do. It's like, why does she even have this job? You can tell that she doesn't really even enjoy it. It looks like she hates it.
Well, I've never seen anybody worse at it than her.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Jen Psaki, you know, she lied every single day, but she was pretty good at lying. You know what I mean? She was good at providing cover. KJP is just ineffective because she's not saying anything except like her little catchphrase is like, well, when you look at or look, this is really important. And she'll just say a bunch of things and she'll look really earnest about them, but they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know what's worse. Is it worse to lie or is it worse to just be that dumb? I don't know. Yeah.
She's bad. She's just, like, supremely stupid. Did you see that, Jen? Did you see Jen Psaki started her new job this week? Did you see that?
She did. She has a show.
Yeah, I believe it's at NBC. She's perfect for it, right? I mean, she's perfect to be on. She's going to be a pundit, you know? I mean, it's literally the same crap she did up on that podium. It's the same stuff. It's just a bunch of propaganda crap. That's what she's meant to do. Whereas KJP should not be doing this. She's not good at it. And she looks like she is in pain when she's doing it. She shouldn't be doing it.
She definitely shouldn't. So Jill Biden, who, as you heard, Nancy Pelosi said, well, Jill clapped for me. So Jill is super excited. Jill Biden was asked about whether or not Joe is going to run again. And so it was an interesting exchange. Listen.
Biden has been first lady now for nearly 2 years, with the president saying he will run again in 2024.
Have you talked about it with him?
Not yet. We've been a little bit too busy. Not yet. But I'm sure it'll be a discussion.
Do you feel ready, you and President Biden, to hit a second presidential campaign? It has to be taxing.
Well, you know, it is taxing. But, you know, look at all Joe has done. He has kept true to what he said he would do. And so I think he just needs to keep going.
Yeah, because I mean, I really like the free house. And all the perks. That's what I like. So I'm going to totally abuse my elderly husband even more.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that they're going to do this again. I cannot.
God. Yeah. I can't believe she's going to do it again.
I know.
God, she hates him. Am I wrong?
She must, right? She must hate him.
She absolutely hates him. Why else would she do this to her elderly, senile husband? If not for the fact that she just despises that man.
Yeah, it's cruel.
Am I wrong?
It is really kind of cruel.
It is cruel. It was cruel the first time.
Oh, I meant to mention too that it's very important because another one of the title sponsors one of our sponsors at Camp Tono this past weekend was Healthy Cell, and they also sent sample packets of their supplements for every guest. I would recommend that anyone who attended take this one in particular, the Immune Super Boost, because I saw on the Insiders page that someone's got the Rona. And so I don't know if they got it, you know, there and they spread. I have no idea what the circumstances are of how they contracted it. Maybe our event is going to be like a super spreader. I don't know. Well, I'm just saying, get yourself some immune boost from Healthy Cell.
Well, think of all the planes that people were on, too.
A lot of traveling. Plus, school has started and now everybody's kids are back. Like, there's a multitude of different ways that this is now spreading around. And so if you haven't had it yet, you're going to get it. You might as well just know that. If you've already had it, you're probably going to get it again. You might as well just know that. I mean, this is just something that we're all living with now. It's like the flu. It's like a cold. So just telling you, the best way to get your immune system really, really boosted is with Healthy Cell's Super Immune Boost.
I love how Carolyn's like, it's a cold. It's a freaking cold. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
It's a freaking cold. Yeah. And I think that was in six airports before I even got there.
You drove everywhere, you were everywhere.
That was a day from hell, you guys. It took me 24 hours to get there. So that happened. Also, I'd like to point out, I don't know who said the comment. It was hilarious. I have to shout out this comment because somebody said, please like tell me who said this, but Jill Biden, they said, is that Steven Tyler?
Yeah, because there's a great meme of the two of them side by side going around. It's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
She does kind of look like Steven Tyler, and she's got a little Tyler in her. Have we seen them in the same place at the same time? Have we? Because that's hilarious. Yeah.
I know it's been a few weeks now since we talked about this, but it continues to happen. So you probably know, or maybe you remember if you've been watching us for a long time, that China is buying up huge swaths of land in mm-hmm. on American soil. It just happens to be really close to various military installations. And it's a huge concern to like regular people. I mean, it should be. Yeah. It should be a huge concern to the government.
Right.
But John Kirby was asked about this in KJP's presser yesterday. You guys, the way this is an incredible exchange, because he's asked a very direct question. He tries to deflect and make it sound like the question is about home buying, which it clearly is not. The pushback from the reporter is excellent, but watch what happens.
Given the fact that known adversary, in the case China, foreign buyers are buying up U.S. real estate, in some cases farms around military installations, is this on the administration's radar? And what is being done, perhaps, to study this or to protect Americans from making sure that homes remain affordable and so on?
I think the question of home ownership is a little bit out of my swim lane, but
particularly when it comes to around military installations.
What I will tell you is that the president has been nothing but clear about our concerns about Chinese unfair trade practices and economic practices. I understand that, ma'am, but
buying up land around military installations.
Yeah, I'm probably not the right person to ask about home ownership here in the United States.
This isn't about home ownership. This is about buying up land around military installations. Is that a concern to this administration?
Okay.
I sent this to your office last week. They've had a week to look at this, including the article.
Okay, we can get back to you afterwards. We're going to move on. Go ahead, April.
Oh my God.
She won't let him answer. And
she also pressed and said, you've had a week to look at this.
Yeah.
You've read the articles. You've had a week to look at this. And he was that utterly unprepared to answer any questions. This is not I'm out of my lane. Oh my God.
I know.
There's around where I live, the Chinese are buying a ton of land, you guys, like even smaller ranches. It's out of control. Like there's one ranch here, my cattle rancher friend down the road, she was telling me that there's this old family. It's a Brahmin ranch, and it's historic. And I mean, it's really cool. Very, very cool. Tons and tons of acreage. Chinese now own it.
Oh my God.
Right. They own it now. I mean, they took it over. Like these people probably just wanted to, you know, sell because they couldn't make a profit anymore. Who swoops in and buys it? Freaking Chinese.
Oh my God.
So now they own it. And so she was telling me the other day, she goes, I don't buy stuff from them anymore. Cause I mean, like smaller ranches will buy from bigger ranches, you know, when it comes to just like, I guess, products and stuff like that, stuff that they need. She doesn't buy from them anymore because it's Chinese. And so she's like, I go get stuff from other people that are, you know, mm-hmm. cause I don't want to support them, you know?
The fact that they seem so clueless about why this is a problem, it's just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Why are you being so idiotic?
You know what I think? I don't think they're clueless. I don't think they're clueless at all.
Yeah.
I think that he was caught in a moment where he didn't know what to say because this is the freaking Biden administration, but I don't think they're clueless. I think that they know exactly what's going on. I think
cue the next press conference where he'll say, well, we're noticing that sales of huge swaths of lands are moderating. That's their new word.
So frustrating, you guys. It's just so frustrating. Freaking Red Dawn.
Anyway, that's that.
All right,
that's
you guys that. Bring it in. Bring it in. Astrid would like to say hello to everybody. She'd like to say hello. Everybody say hello to Astrid. There's Cass in the background. Okay. She's a little bit of a violent lover. Okay. Everybody have a great day today.
Oh, and God. That sounded so gross.
Yeah, we will talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Bye.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
That question of working harder than ever before to reduce risk is an interesting one, because from the basic concept of free markets, there should be built in this idea that nobody wants their company to be responsible for this level of death and destruction.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.